I was trying to, I think that what I would just tell you about tonight is kind of the process of how this materialized, which I talked about a little bit in the statement over there, if you've read it. A year ago, we went to Morocco, and I get a lot of my subject matter from travel. I go places and I take pictures, especially of landscape and animals and so on. So I took pictures of the birds there, and I was intrigued by them. And then that was like in May, and then I was at a residency in Vermont in August, and I was starting to work with the subject matter. So I made this small painting on paper of some storks flying, and there was a nest and some columns. And somebody said to me, "That looks really small." Somehow it seems like that wants to be a bigger idea. And we talked about like maybe doing something a little bit bigger. And then it actually, while I was in Morocco, I got the email that offering me this show. So I knew that this was coming. And so when I got back from Vermont, I came to see the space, like you said, and I looked around. I thought, this is a really great project space, like a small thing, and it would be really good to build my idea rather than paint my idea the way I'd thought about it. So the whole fall, I was working at the time, and I gathered all the materials together. I bought the paper, and I piled sticks, and I worked with my photographs and so on, and started working on it in earnest in December or January, and then drew and drew and drew until it like filled my studio to the point where you had to be like a contortionist to move around, because there was kind of all these tables and easels and drawings and stuff and nest and everything. So then at the end, I was just starting to tell Stephanie this story that at the end of it, I have a few friends who coincidentally, like a lot of us, had like installed shows or major pieces this month. And I had gone out to coffee with one of them, and we were talking about the last decisions that we were making about our shows, you know, this color, this kind of installation, that. And it was really clear when I listened to her that she knew exactly what her show was about, what she wanted to do. And I realized I really didn't quite understand mine yet. And I was kind of mortified that I'd done all this work and I still didn't quite know why. So the thing was is that over the course of the year, a lot changed in my life, like much more than I expected. I quit my job. We're going to be moving. So I'm a full-time artist. A lot of changes. And so all along I was thinking of all the obvious associations with like nests and homes and flight and all those things that would like tie into my work and my project. But none of it really felt right. And then, so after I had that conversation with my friend, I went home and wrote that statement. And I thought, that's what it is. It's not so much that this is all this product that like illustrates this idea, but it's almost like a byproduct where like for 6 months I was intensely in the head of the animals that I was depicting and their projects, and this is what I made as a result of it. But it was almost like the performance was the thing of doing it, and this is what remains from the performance. So that is kind of how this all came about, and I'm really glad to have a place to install it. So,
any questions or thoughts for Cheryl?
I have a question, Cheryl. Some of the birds have like these gold. They look like
buttons
or purses or sackets.
Those things. Like there's one up here.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, they're also in the nest, too. They're kind of hanging off the edge in various places if you look for them. Well, we went to this Moroccan village, and like in the villages, they made different things. In one village, they made buttons for their, costumes, whatever their things were that they wore. And they gave us a bunch of them, like handfuls of them, and I just had them sitting in my studio, so they became one of the decorative items that I started to stick out. Well, once I figured out that that was what I was doing, I started to stick them everywhere. They're nice, right?
They look great. I love it with the
I really like that you mentioned that you didn't know what the work was about
until you started, just you were in there, and I think people have kind of a misconception about the artistic process. I think, yes, of course they're thinking in there, but there's really a lot that the artist has no clear way to articulate except through this kind of sort of gathering of materials. And I like that it became this sort of this idea, this reflection on Nest that reflected on your personal life.
It did, but I didn't, like...
Yeah, but you can't make that clear in your head. It takes a long time before that sort of notion really solidifies in a way.
What it is and what it's not, and what you're doing, and what's affecting it. Yeah, it's just... you know, you kind of, like, you do all that, and you hope at the end you made something, you know, but you're never quite sure until you finish whether it was something or not. But I don't know, I really loved it. Like, I loved the project. I was really glad that I think it's, like, sort of the most expansive thing I've ever made, so it was kind of, it felt good at the end. It kind of pulled it all together at the end.